Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kyrie Irving is saying to his $36.5 million. John Wall to his $47 million. Give it to me, baby. I'll take the money.
That's the biggest heist in the NBA history, that John Wall contract.
John Wall, here you go, buddy. You're going to get $47 million a year for the next couple years, except we're rebuilding. We're retooling. We are redoing the whole Houston franchise. So, and this is talking to him before last season, you're going to take your $47 million, but you ain't playing, and you don't have to show up. Like, we don't need you around the facility. You want to work out, we're practicing from 9 to 11, so you can have the court from 11 to 1. Like, you don't really need to be near us. You don't need to be – if you want to come out and hang out with the guys right after for a couple minutes, that's fine. Check's in the mail, you're good.
Sign
so,
me up.
Right, so, like, I mean, that is the – you want to talk about the greatest American heist – or one of them of all time. He's right there.
That's better than a Bobby Bonilla contract.
Yeah, no. Bobby, that's a funny one, too. We should almost, like, go in and look and research all these crazy, like, either buyouts or here. Listen, there's one going on in the NFL, too, that we'll talk about, too. It happens to do with the Browns. Baker Mayfield, $18 million. Don't come to the facility. We're not going to need you. We're going to sign Deshaun Watson. Oh, Deshaun might get suspended for a year or more. You still like us a little bit? No? Okay. Well, here's your $18 million. We're not sure what we're going to do yet, so stay at home. And then we talked about it for a while yesterday outside of all our Kane stuff yesterday, which was incredible. By the way, we had a great conversation with Randall Hill yesterday. We're going to hear that in about 18 minutes or so coming up again. Kyrie Irving is opting in. $36.5 million option, staying with the Brooklyn Nets. I made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall.
Yeah, sure. AKA nobody wanted me.
Right. He wanted to go. I'm assuming
the Lakers.
The Lakers were the destination.
Which we talked about. It makes sense because LeBron, your boy, where you won. The only time you've ever been successful is been with LeBron.
Right.
So it makes sense. But the Lakers are like, yeah, all we can really give you is Russell Westbrook. And Durant's like, nah, I've been there before. That ain't happening.
No chance.
No chance.
There's no way anyone on either side thought that that was going to work out, right? Like, that all of a sudden KD's going to say, listen, yeah, I get it. Kyrie wants to leave. I'll take Russell Westbrook. He's making about $10 million more than Kyrie's 36. Talking about another one who's stealing cash a little bit. That's Russell Westbrook right now, outside of the fact that for a couple years, averaging a triple-double in the league.
Yeah, at least he's playing.
Right.
At least he's playing. You know, the other guys, they're not playing at all.
No.
And you know what? Now you look at the Nets and say, okay, Kyrie's back. KD's going to stay. You get Joe Harris back. So now you get your shooter
back.
Great
point. Great point.
And if Ben Simmons can be somewhat Ben Simmons of the old, you got a team.
Yeah.
You got a team.
Brooklyn stays healthy. Brooklyn gets their people back, including, like you said, Joe Harris was a huge piece to that team. It's funny we say that's a huge piece because the other three guys are like either number one overall picks, all-stars, Hall of Fame guys. Yet a guy like that – down here, a guy like Max Strus, a guy like when Duncan Robinson was hot, how important they were to the team. If Brooklyn comes back fully healthy, fully ready to play, mentally ready to play with some of their players.
Yes.
And we'll say that because we're being nice with that. No one wants to get into that, and I'm not.
At all.
Right. I know we both don't, and we're not going to.
Stay away.
It's put out there, so it's not. We're not making this
up
about
him.
It's put out there. If Ben Simmons comes back, Kyrie is ready to play. KD is KD, just healthy and just KD. Joe Harris is back and a couple of their role players. They did bring in, what, Drummond, who came in on the trade, yep. And Curry's brother,
who was bald.
Really good for that team.
So let's say you get Curry and Joe Harris to be your shooters on the outside. We all know what today's NBA is all about, right? You got to have a three-point shooter or a couple of them.
Have to, a couple of them, probably.
You got to have a couple of them to compete because obviously we saw what the Warriors done for the last, who knows, 10 years. And if you can get Joe Harris and you can get Seth Curry, now you're talking because, you know, you got the two scorers, obviously, in Kyrie and KD.
Right.
You
got your two stars.
You got the studs.
Your other potential.
If I can get that freak defensive, you know, point guard that's crazy but can't shoot, I'm okay because I can at least surround him with pieces.
That's it.
And all he's got to do is facilitate.
Yeah, let him be the playmaker.
That's all he's got to do, facilitate. Right. Hey, Ben, don't shoot. Don't shoot. All you got to do is layups. That's all I want from you.
And to be honest with you, you're probably not even going to have to do that many layups at that point.
Not at all.
You could be the. And I think I heard him say it once in an interview or someone said it to him once, like a thing, would you rather be like a kind of Magic Johnson type or a scorer, and he wanted to be the facilitator. Something Jimmy said also. Jimmy always wanted to be the guy that gets everyone involved. Unless it comes down to one of those games where Jimmy's got a Jimmy and he's got to go for the 40-plus. We saw it in the playoffs. We saw it in the bubble, this and that. Listen, I am not a Brooklyn fan. I don't particularly like that team. Obviously, I'm a Heat fan. But that, what we just laid out on a sheet of paper is a blueprint for next season. That's a dangerous team. Now, we've also said that the last couple years about this team going into the season, I said it before this year. Actually, it was funny because if you look back at most of the experts' predictions, and I saw it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, I went back and I looked for this last season where, you know, the Heat almost made it. Boston did get there. Golden State won the title. None of those three teams were in anyone's predictions to be in the championship.
Let me guess. It was the Lakers versus the Nets.
It was the Lakers and Brooklyn. Right. It was the Lakers and Brooklyn. And I was kind of like self-serving you at this point. I'm like, come on and give it to me. I know you know it. So it's interesting because I have a feeling, not that it's going to be the same again, but if what we just threw on that sheet of paper, on that blueprint for next season's NBA comes through for the Nets, they're going to be the odds on, I think, favorite in a lot of people's minds to finally jump over with their big team, super team they put together to get to it. Now, a lot of things happen during the season, before the season, as we get into the playoffs. Guys are not normally fully healthy by the end of the year, especially if you played 60, 70 games, whatever. I think it's like the norm now, which is ridiculous too. Oh, if we can get 60 games out of Kyrie,
we won. We paid $47 million for 60 games.
Go back and look at like Stockton and Jordan and those guys from like the early 90s and late 80s. Some of them played 82 every year, like 81. They had to sit out a game because they turned an ankle. And, like, it was busted, and they just came back the next game and walked around on it. But, anyway, yeah, Brooklyn's going to be that hot. Whoa, look at these guys coming out the East. It's crazy.
It's the same thing we talk about every year, and it's in every sport. It's not always the best team that goes to the playoffs and makes it a win. It's the healthiest team and the hottest team, right?
Right.
Because we're going to hear the same exact thing when it comes to the Clippers. Oh, they got John Wall. Kawhi Leonard's coming back. All right. Which one's going to stay healthy? Are any of them going to stay healthy? Is PG-13 going to be out too? Because if they stay healthy, yes, they're going to compete.
Right.
Big keyword, if. And that's the same thing with the Nets. If. If Kyrie is all there and wants to buy in. If Ben Simmons is back in, all the stuff he has going off the court is good, and he buys in, great to go. Do they keep all their shooters and they're healthy the whole year? They're good to go. But we'll see because it never really happens that way.
Right. It's just an interesting dynamic now back with the Nets. After in the last 48 hours, we're talking about where's Kyrie going to play? Can the Heat make an offer for Kevin Durant? And now it's like poof.
Poof. Now we only got one guy to focus on if it really is that big whale, and to me that's Bradley Beal.
Right. And we haven't heard anything outside of the Donovan Mitchell stuff. That was another guy that was kind of like, oh, well, if he does become available or asks out, that's another guy that Pat Riley would probably go after, which would be a fun player to have down here and probably a really good player to have with Jimmy Butler. But Bradley Beal to me too, I'm with you on this.
Which one would you rather have?
I think I'd rather have Bradley Beal.
Okay,
I think I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I really thought about it because Donovan Mitchell to me is a dynamic and I think a star in this league. And I think that if that was the option too, I wouldn't be upset. Don't think, oh no, we're getting Donovan Mitchell and we didn't get Bradley Beal. No. Any of those two guys, if they are available, if the Heat do have a chance to get them, That's a major, major upgrade, to this team. But I do think you're right about this, and you said it yesterday a little bit. Brad Beal, who plays a better defense than Donovan Mitchell. He does. I mean, I don't think either guy is all defensive NBA. You know, that's fine. And I'm not throwing that out there. We're not talking about bringing in a perimeter stopper here. But a guy that would buy into the way it's played down here. Because it's not, let's score points first. It's play defense first down here. I think Bradley Beal, I think either guy would. But I'm, if you gave me the option right now and said both guys are available, we have the assets to get either guy, Riley's ready to pull the trigger on one of them, which one would you vote for? I think I'd vote for Brad Beal. I really would, because this is a guy who on a night where Jimmy does want to be the facilitator, Brad Beal would go 35 points.
Easy. And I think he's got – he doesn't have any type of success in the playoffs. He doesn't even know what the playoffs are. I think he's hungry for some postseason basketball. I think he would buy in so well to the Heat culture, and it would just be a piece that you can just see elevated to that next level. If there is another next level, since he's already a baller.
Right.
But I just think that that's a guy that you could plug into the system and be like, damn, thank you. And that's the guy you've been missing in the playoffs when Jimmy had the injuries this year, that you say, okay, cool.
Correct.
We got Bradley Beal. Well, we wanted that to be Victor Oladipo coming off the injury.
Yeah.
We wanted that for Kyle Lowry, but we didn't get it. But here's a guy that, shoot, and the last, what, since 2018, three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
I mean,
guy, like,
he really doesn't miss.
Led the league in scoring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is a guy that I would love to see in a Heat jersey.
Yeah, it'd be fun. And you said what would be the next level for him? The next level for him would be a playoff run.
That's it.
A deep playoff run where all of a sudden you really see what these teams work for, these veterans that go to these teams that move over and play. I mean, listen, I don't feel bad for anyone that made $400 million in their career and then 1 year decide, I'm going to take the $3.7 million and go play for this other team because I want to win a title. And there's no feeling bad for a guy like that. Right. But this would be the case where, okay, you have a chance to bring in a guy that really is hungry to be on a team that doesn't – their season doesn't end in April. Like, you know what it's going to be like for a guy who has never been past April 20th playing basketball, and now all of a sudden the goal is to get to June 20th, June 19th, whenever that Game 6 or Game 7 of the finals are. Heat won two championships, by the way, out of their three, on June 20th.
That's it.
Right. So, like, you want to get to that. So, yeah, interesting day in the NBA – yesterday for everybody, because anybody that thought they had a chance at Kyrie Irving, anyone that thought they maybe had a chance at Kevin Durant, and if you thought you were getting John Wall, I mean, you know, great. And the Heat were probably part of that too. The Heat probably thought, we would love a guy like John Wall down here.
For the right price, why not?
And the right price would have been the vet minimum.
Of course.
After he gets a $47 million buyout from the Houston Rockets.
What am I doing wrong here?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Let me just be honest. $47.4 million.
Oh, my bad. I'll take that .4.
Right, I'll take the .4.
You can keep the 47.
Yeah. So it's just unbelievable. So, yeah, there's a lot in the NBA. It's like the NBA never kind of just goes to – the NFL never sleeps. We already know that. And the NBA offseason sometimes is more fun than some parts of the actual regular season for the NBA to see if guys are going to move around and do this and that. So, all right, we got a big show for you today. Malik Rozier is going to join us today at 8 o'clock. I'm excited to talk to him. This is a guy who was down here for a couple of years, been through everything in the gauntlet of Green Tree and with the Hurricanes. I know Brian talked to him a bunch over the weekend. And we're going to talk to Adam Beasley for about 40 minutes in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to do lots of NFL stuff because there is a lot of NFL news, probably not for the good of the NFL, when you start to talk about what's happening with Deshaun Watson and today potentially the start of what is going to happen at any moment. I think past like 2 p.m. today,
we could
figure out what's going on with Deshaun Watson. And there's so many different layers to that onion up there in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Jacoby Brissett. There are just and if you get to that last layer in Jacoby Brissett, you have gotten to the bad part of the onion.
I just can't. I can't see that the Browns don't figure out a way just to go ahead and massage that relationship with Baker to say, listen, you see, nobody wants you. Nobody's claiming you. Nobody wants you right now. Come on back. Come on back home. You play this year at $18 million. We got you. And then guess what? Then you're a free agent. Then you really get to pick wherever you want to be. And if you can actually do something like you did for that 1 year that we were good, you can go make yourself some money.
Mm.
instead of trying to fight and claw your way to get traded to, what do we think, one of two teams right now? Maybe
right.
The Panthers and Seattle.
And Carolina, right?
And that's it.
That's it.
And then that means you got to go learn a whole new offense, a whole new players around you. So why don't you just come on back? We got you.
I believe that's what Cleveland in the back of their minds are thinking.
Their hope,
the Browns' entire front office and everybody, just in case of emergency, break glass, and he is that. I think that glass right now is Teflon.
I didn't think about it.
And Baker's sitting behind it going, with middle fingers up in the air, you didn't want me 2 months ago. You didn't want me 6 months ago. You wouldn't extend me during the season last year. And now you guys need me back? I don't want to play here anymore.
It's an easy pivot, too, right? Because if we get this decision now, it's not even July. So it's not even, you know,
correct.
Many, it's
you
not even training camps,
right,
mini camps.
Right.
So you can literally just say, okay, hey, Deshaun, you leave. You get out of here for a year. You can come around here and there. But hey, Baker, it's your team. Come on back. You got this. Run the show.
It's going to be an interesting situation in Cleveland. We're going to know more about that. We'll hear from Adam Beasley today.
Yeah, and we got to ask some questions about that contract, too.
Got
Adam Beasley.
Woo! What's going to end up happening if and when? I say if and when because there is going to be a suspension one way or another for Deshaun Watson. If and when a year or 10 games or indefinitely, we heard that word pop out a little bit from the NFL in the last 48 hours. Wow. So there's a lot of stuff going on. There's actually a lot of stuff going on with hardly any games going on. There's still a lot of news.
But that's why NFL is king.
Right, correct.
They are king.
There's no doubt.
They don't take a week off during the year.
No.
It's unbelievable.
And this is the time where no one's even at camps.
Nope.
Coaches
nothing.
Are actually taking a little bit of time off right now. When I say a little bit, what does a coach take off? Like probably a week, maybe a week because they don't want to get behind the ball. And with our guy, Mike McDaniel, if he did take a week or he is taking a week, those guys, he's one of the first teams to report with those rookies. I told you yesterday, I think, that most teams are like July 19th or a little bit after that were the rookies and the vets. I believe I saw the 12th.
Yeah, the new coaches.
For the rookies.
The new coaches really don't do it. Like the older coaches, like we saw Reggie Wayne was down at Legends Camp.
Right.
You know, he's the Colts receivers coach. So I was, you know, congratulate him. You know, how many what do you got off right now? He's like, oh, I got a month. I was like, damn, he goes, I'm going to enjoy this month, too, before I have to go back.
Yeah, the grind after that, especially for a coach, sure, I can only imagine, like, what it's like, you know, whether you're the head coach or you're, you know, a just new wide receiver coach, whatever the case may be, the hours do change a little bit. The money changes and the hour changes a little bit for a former player.
But you know what?
Right.
Kevin Smith, the new running backs coach for Miami, said it best. He goes, listen, the older I get in this occupation, instead of like a player where the older I got, my money went down, the older I get in this, my money keep going up.
No, he's right about that.
Hey, you ain't lying
about
that.
Keep climbing that ladder.
But you know what? That grind in college football compared to the NFL, no, hard pass.
If you had to take one of the two, you're going to NFL.
Yeah, because, you know,
recruiting
doesn't stop.
Right, right.
And you're literally talking about dealing with 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids, keeping up with the trends and all these. You seen what Brian Kelly had to do with that dance at LSU that looked horrible, cringeworthy. You have to keep up with these trends where you're like 60, 50 years old, like, what am I doing here? But as an NFL coach, you're dealing with mostly grown men that are getting paid, that know they're pros.
Yeah.
And hey, by the way, if you don't want to go ahead and follow this, what we got going on, one, I'm going to find you, or two, just go home.
Right.
We'll cut you.
Right.
And then you actually get a break. There is a break in
or
the NFL season.
Or deal with a 19-year-old.
Yeah, nah. Nope.
Now the 19-year-old millionaire, too, by the way.
And now they're millionaires. Now
not just the 19-year-old.
Millionaires.
Right.
Unless it's like false reporting that's going on right now about the Miami Hurricanes.
Ah, there's plenty going on.
Hey, what can
you
say?
Right. I mean, listen. It has to do with the Hurricanes. Someone's trying to bury him. So
for sure.
If they're not in Coral Gables, they're trying to bury whoever it is. All right. Randall Hill, by the way, yesterday, Thrill Hill joined us for his State of the U. I'll read the tweet. The Prepare for the Storm, Randall Thrill Hill, Book of the U, the Holy Grail of Swag, Chapter 3, Verse 43. That was yesterday, late in our show. We'll replay that coming up here next here on the...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joe Rose Show, Brian Monroe, Vlad, and myself.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In for the boys. We're back right after this.
All right, just a second. We're going to get to our next guest. He's coming up on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He's here to give us the State of the U address in his eyes. He was at Legends Camp over the weekend. Canes legend himself, Randall Thrill Hill, going to join us here. Thrill, thank you as always for the time. How you doing, buddy?
All is well. We're in sunny South Florida, and it's time to let things crank up.
Yep, I agree. Brian Monroe sitting in here with me as well, a former Cane. But when I told him we were bringing you on, I said, Randall's fired up. He's ready to go. You obviously saw him at Legends Camp. That's one thing. But he's got his little State of the U address he needs to get to. We're going to let you get to that in just a second. Let me ask you this. Legends Camp. Would you think, I mean, I think it's an awesome thing for the school anyway and for Mario and that whole coaching staff, all the recruits and everyone. Would you get out of Legends Camp over the weekend?
Well, it was good to see a lot of the old guys who come out and just take a look back at what they helped create. The nexus of and the origin of what they were able to do. Irvin and Tolbert Bain and Alonzo Highsmith, especially because of his new role there at the University of Miami. So, no, it makes you feel good to kind of sit back, kind of like the Godfather, be like, you know what? And you know what? I helped create this. But no, it was awesome. It was nice. It was good to see some of the high school guys who were out there at the camp, even interact and come over and take pictures with. Some of the old guys and kind of pay tribute, kind of like the Godfather.
I was going to ask you about the difference between the Legends and in the Paradise Camp, but actually you brought up a name that I want you to ask about is Alonzo Highsmith. You know, what do you think bringing in a guy like Alonzo Highsmith that was an assistant GM, that was one of the best talent evaluators in NFL, is going to do for the program and help Mario in some type of way?
Well, to talk about Alonzo Highsmith, I have to give you a little bit of history. And Zach knows that when I do interviews, you might as well just call it the Randall Hill Show because I take it over. I take over. Alonzo and I, when Alonzo first came to Miami, I literally was the first person that he met. I was in elementary school, and he used to live in front of my parents' house. And he would come over. We would play basketball late at night with me, him, and my brother. And so we go way back. So I'm pro Alonzo. Whatever Alonzo asked me to do, I'm gonna get it done for him because you know I've seen him work from day one. Just you know, us out there at 3 o'clock in the morning playing basketball because he wants to win and he can't beat me and my brother. But Alonzo is a guy who believes in work. He doesn't believe in just handing out gifts. He doesn't believe in someone just coming in and being, you're the starter. No, you have to earn it. You have to earn it. You know, the last time I was on that field with Alonzo Highsmith, Alonzo was, he didn't yell at me, but he had just been, you know, drafted, and I was a freshman. And he yelled at me because we were getting ready to run the 40 for Jimmy Johnson. And he looked at my shoes, and he says, "I've been bragging about you about being the fastest guy, the fastest freshman. So are you going to wear those shoes?" And I had on some high top Nikes. And he says, "You better run a 4.3. You better run a 4.2 because I'm bragging about you." I'm like, "Okay, I got you." But Alonzo's one of those guys who's going to bring the fight back to the University of Miami. And, you know, and that's what Mario is talking about. Everyone's talking about the U being back. And Mario and Alonzo coined it best. Yeah, the U is back to work. That's what they said, literally.
That's awesome.
The U is back to work. This ain't no about, okay, the U is back and they're going to be on top. Okay, yeah, and they're going to win some games. And the U ain't back. The U is back to work and back to the grind and back to what got the University of Miami where it was, which is hard work, and more hard work.
Randall, what have you seen so far since Mario came into town, since he got the job? I didn't think it was going to happen at first because I just wasn't sure. And then when he got here and put the staff together and started doing everything he's doing, since that day he took over, what have you seen so far on that campus and around this program that's gotten you excited?
I mean, you see the energy. You see I've done a lot of speeches, but it's something like what I always talk about, the drum major instinct. And that's coined by Dr. King, the want and will and the desire to be the best. Drum major. A drum major leads. A drum major works harder. A drum major shows leadership. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing a drum major instinct where – guys are not talking about, when you come to the University of Miami, you're not talking about going and playing in the NFL and what round you're going to go in and how much money you're going to make. No, you're talking about representing South Florida. And that's the temperature of what needs to happen at the University of Miami right now. You're talking about winning national championship. You're talking about representing South Florida. You're talking about representing the 305. Listen, when you come out to the University of Miami, yeah, you're representing your family. Don't disrespect your family because, hey, you know, Michael Irvin will come back and he may cuss you out. You're representing the family. Don't screw up because Warren Sapp may come back and put you in a guillotine. So, you know, it's all about representing South Florida. It's all about working hard. I walked out. We were inside at first, and then you walk out, and that sun hits you, and I was like, "Damn, how did we go through this? Like, how did we go through this?"
All right.
And but you know, it's like what, you know, it's like going the memories just come back. Like a guy being knocked out on the field and one of the coaches saying, you know what, you know, take care of him, but move it up 10. We got Florida State this weekend.
You know, you mentioned the indoor practice facility and going outside and that sun hitting you, and that's kind of one of the things that pissed me off a little bit when it first happened, that it'd be sunny outside and the guys would still be inside using indoor and not outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, the reason why we're the U and the reason why we ran people into the fourth quarter into the ground is because we got the sun that we train in, you know, and I was happy to see Mario say, nah, we ain't having this indoor stuff all the time. It's for the rain, for everything else. You know, what is it going to take besides hard work for Mario and his staff to get back to the level of competing for national championships?
Well, it's going to take Mario, Alonzo, Roller Smith, and some of the other guys out there who are coaching to say, hey, you know what? Let's go out here and let's work in this hot sun with 87, 89% humidity. And it's funny because – and. Which takes me to another point. We practiced in a tropical depression before. The coaches couldn't even see you catch the ball if the ball was thrown. And I remember Coach Gary Stevens saying, did he catch the ball? I can't even damn see him. But we still were there practicing because it wasn't about the practice itself, which were extremely brutal, but it was about going through the adversity on practicing in a – and I'm not kidding you. We practicing in a tropical depression. And going through the heat and going through the trials and tribulation on Green Tree practice field, which was much harder than any game. I mean, we're going to win a game, but can you make it through practice?
All right, well, I got to ask you this because I asked the same thing to Brian when he walked in here this morning. If Randall Hill, the 18-year-old recruit, shows up to Legends Camp or was at Paradise Camp a couple years back, but walked into Legends Camp this weekend, that's got to be one of the greatest recruiting tools you could possibly have, walking around and seeing legends that played at the university, a couple guys with a yellow jacket from the NFL Hall of Fame, but dudes just all over the place at every position that might have been at the time when they were even in the NFL the best of their position in the NFL. That's got to be one of the greatest tools this university has given itself over the last, what, 8 or 9 years?
Yeah, when you have guys like that coming back and you got Reggie Wayne, and but just, you know, the guys, what they allowed us to do was get in the guy's face, you know, have fun. Because, you know, of course, I was over there with Darryl Fullerton, and Darryl Fullerton, one of the great defensive backs of Benny and the Jets. And Darryl was over there with the DBs, and I was over there with receivers. And, hell, we were doing more jabbing at each other than we did ourselves, so, I mean, than they did. But because it's about fun. It's about having fun. It's about competing. It's about, okay, I'm better than you, you're better than me, and we're going to see who's best. I wish I could lace them back up. I mean, that was the first time, you know, everyone knows that I, you know, I still work, you know, as a uniform inspector, so I'm always on the field at the Dolphin games. But, you know, this past weekend was the first time that I actually felt like lacing them back up. I hadn't felt that. I felt like lacing them back up just one more time. That is what the University of Miami does. The legacy of the University of Miami. Thinking about, you know, the guys such as Howard Schnellenberger. Thinking about going back in time when the University of Miami was a fixture of the community because of that football field. When you talk about the rioting, Mario Boatlift, and some of these other events that happened in South Florida. So it brought me back to what I went through at the University of Miami. And I hope some of the University of Miami, legends of the future, understand what that's all about.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So, just in general, Miami in the right direction, right? Mario leading this team, Alonzo back there, all the guys they brought on the staff. You're smiling, looking forward to the future, the near future of this team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny. You got Mario out there, and you got Alonzo out there. you got some of the greats and some of the coaches who I don't even know. Literally, one coach said, you know, he was talking to one of the campers, one of the high school guys out there, you know, working his butt off, and he looked up at me and he said, go ask him, he'll tell you. And I'm like, well, damn. Well, damn. Go listen to him, he'll tell you. I'm like, all right, okay. But again, you know, I had to stress this. The University of Miami is, they're going to win some games. I do not want any of the fans who follow the University of Miami, who bleed the green and orange, to, after they win a big game, hey, the University, don't call me talking about this University of Miami is back. I don't want to hear it. Mario doesn't want to hear it. Alonzo doesn't want to hear it. Roland Smith definitely doesn't want to hear it. University of Miami is back to work. University of Miami will be back when they win national championships. The University of Miami will be back when you have the stands packed. The University of Miami will be back when you are talking about landing whatever recruit, 5-star, 10-star, 100-star, no star that they want. That's when the University of Miami will be back. The University of Miami will be back when the guys are walking off the field and saying that that was the hardest practice that they've ever had, and that was, should be harder than any game that they will ever play. That's when the University of Miami will be back.
Well said, Thrill. Good stuff from you, as always, Randall Hill joining us here for a couple minutes. We'll bug you again soon down the road. We're all excited for football. We needed to hear your State of the Union for this team, and now it's official, and now we feel better, and now we're looking forward to football season.
Thank you for having me, and just always remember, I'm your version. I'm 2 a.m.'s version of Ric Flair. Get me on whenever you need me.
Oh, I know.
And I'll keep it real with you guys. I ain't got
Thrill,
time to
you were my first
job.
Call. What'd you expect? Of course I knew that. We'll talk to you soon.
Let's get it started. All right, bro.
See you. Randall Thrill Hill joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, good stuff from Randall Hill. Good, listen to that interview about 100 times. My man is the hype man. He likes to call himself the Ric Flair of WQAM. He does get it out. You hyped up and ready. We are a couple weeks away from all the camps starting, NFL-wise. And you'll have the college camp starting. You'll have the Canes back on campus, everything happening. But a couple of weeks until that happens. This is the summer break from football.
What we should have is the other football going on. But, of course, they want to put it into Qatar. So now we got to wait till winter time because this would have been a great time to have a World Cup.
You're right.
And then, boom, we got
right into from the football season. To football. Oh, right. That would have been nice. Right.
What'd you say, Vlad?
You want them to die, don't you?
Huh?
You want them to die, don't you?
Listen, I'm not going to say wish that much harm on everybody, but not going to lie, it's going to be an exciting winter because obviously I'm going to have a sporting event because I'm a diehard soccer fan when it comes to November and December as well. But this is the time where we all know in July where there really isn't much going on except tennis, golf, and baseball, really. And those really don't move the meter for me. So I would love to have a World Cup.
What is the temperature in Qatar right now?
Huh? I'm looking it up. The temperature in Qatar.
Oh, right now.
In Qatar right now.
Oh, man, yeah.
Right.
Qatar, Qatar.
Right, whatever we're
from, how you pronounce it. You know, my mom says Qatar.
It looks 2 degrees what hell is.
Yeah.
It looks like the high is 108. No, the high looks like it's going to be 110 on Friday. And it's not as much the high. Okay, 106, 110, 108, like it's all week because that's, ooh. I mean, until next Tuesday. That sucks. How about the low?
90.
91, 92, that's 87, 94 on Saturday. So on Saturday, Saturday it's going to be the high 108, the low 94. The low 94.
Oh, my. I mean, I get it. I understand.
Humidity is only 18%.
Right. But listen, I knew why. When they announced it, I said, you know, this is why FIFA is the most corrupt organization.
Correct.
In the
right.
Besides the NCAA, you know, you right. can't give it to a country like that because it doesn't make any sense. Like, did you see the new rules that just came out for the law?
No.
That they have?
No, tell me.
Vlad, did you see this on social media?
Yeah.
You literally cannot have sex unless you're married. So if you're a single person coming from UK, coming from the United States,
right.
and you go and you want to have sex, you could go to jail for 7 years. Wow. What you gonna have a camera in my room? Come find me, baby. Come find me.
Vlad have a death sentence out there. Vlad, be careful out there.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I get it with the weather stuff. That's fine, but like, I'm looking just at Tuesday to Tuesday.
Yeah.
106, 106, 108, 110, 108, 107, 107, 105, the highs. The lows, 87, that's freezing.
Yeah, cold.
87, 91, 92, 94, 91, 90, and 90.
Yeah, I would have to get it in the morning.
Yeah, you have to get it in the morning.
Yeah, that would be it.
When their sex police are sleeping.
Exactly.
And only one of the days there happens to be outside of the little sun icon. A little cloud.
A little cloud, like a little smidget.
So maybe on one of those days,
oh,
you get a little of the overcast. Yeah, I get it, but you're right. There's two things there. I get it. You had to move it because of the weather.
You had
but
to.
I also get that is one corrupt mother bleeping system they got going on out there.
Worse. Someone's like, hey, you going to go? I'm like, hell no, I'm not flying over there to that. No, absolutely
Jeez.
Not.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And there's the best is on Google now because I looked up. It's like some of the questions. Is it hot all year round? I think in some of the months it gets to like 78 is the high.
What? 78? That's right. Even worse than us.
Right, like that's it never gets really colder than that, I don't think. I mean, someone asked if they have snow, and I think in 1967.
Well, if it's anything like, you know, I know it's not, but I know they got a ton of money. If it's anything like Dubai, they'll make their own snow.
I might as well. How about just bubble it up and put an air conditioning going
on? They'll make you
a
ski lift and all types of stuff going on over there.
Can you imagine all of a sudden we get the World Cup out there and they just have stadiums and literally it's there's roofs and just air conditioning.
Oh, there is.
But that's it. You can't play outdoors.
No,
how do you play
can't.
Outdoors
no,
in that?
No, there's no way.
All of a sudden you get nine guys dropping. And I'm not saying dropping dead. I'm just saying just like... They need air, oxygen, water, help, please.
It is going to be an interesting winter for this World Cup. I'll
just
say
that.
Yeah,
it should be.
It'll be interesting to see.
So there you go. So there's your World Cup update. That's Brian Monroe with the weather and the other updates on what else you can and cannot do at the World Cup. Yeah, man, that's interesting. I can't imagine hearing a story back from one of these guys. Like, yeah, had two of our players arrested last night. You're like, oh, no, would they get like a bar brawl or something?
You have so many different cultures, so many different people coming from around the world.
Right.
Everyone's going to be drunk. And then you're telling me you can't have sex unless you're married?
Correct.
I literally just want to see how they enforce that. Like, do guys just have like their head up to the ear on the door or something and just be like, nope, boom, knock it down and be.
Dude, you got to have a dude on the hallway and a dude on the bottom, you know, of that apartment building or the hotel, wherever you're at.
You know they're gonna discriminate, man.
Of course they're going to discriminate.
Like any interracial, hey, are you married?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I can't even imagine how bad that would be.
Well, let me go find out.
Right.
How about that?
We're going to send Brian on a trip and
I'm mixed. Does that count? Is that good?
I don't know how all this would play out there. That's an interesting rule
it is.
To have for that. I mean, we've heard these crazy stories from the Olympics from years and years past, that Olympic village full of STDs. And
I mean,
I've heard some
Olympic athletes that it goes down.
Oh, I'm
in
sure.
The village.
I mean, listen, these athletes are out there. Imagine you're in the 100 meters. You're in the track team. And that's the first week of the Olympics. And there's like a 3-week period while you're out there. And then after like 6 days, you're done, but you're not going home.
No.
Now you got 2 weeks in the Olympic Village.
Oh, I'm creeping.
Now you're
and you got your silver or gold medal already.
I'm checking out different sports and meeting people from different countries.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
You were the volleyball team? I'll come
Beach
check that out.
Right.
No, that
so impressive.
Great.
Right. Man, the two of you would be bad out there. We had two of our employees. They're stuck in a jail out in Qatar.
Can somebody help Brian Monroe?
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah.
What the bail money for that?
Bail? They're going to get bailed out.
You ain't getting no bail.
You think all of a sudden they're going to be like, yeah, just send us a check and we'll give you Vlad back.
Well, I mean,
that's not happening.
Not to make fun of a tough situation, but look at the Brittany Griner situation right now. Like,
this is a horrific.
It's horrific.
Right.
And it's nothing you really can do because it's a foreign country, their rules, their laws. And they pretty much can do whatever they want. So would they say, oh, yeah, 6 more months? Okay, 6 more months.
Right.
Like, what can we trade? Like, everyone's like, oh, trade something. I'm like,
we're going to trade some Russian mobster that we have locked up here, you know?
It's just difficult. That's why, you know, it's hard sometimes to travel to certain countries where you're like, I can get in trouble for what? Like, I need a host.
Right.
I need a guide to literally tell me what can we do and what we can't do. You know, like, where shouldn't I go? Like, I remember the first time we went to Costa Rica. They're like, all right, listen, At night, we ain't going on the beach. And definitely don't go on the beach by yourself.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Interesting things. I mean, you go overseas, you go anywhere, and you have to really kind of understand everything going on there. I remember it was 2005, I think. 17 of us went on a bachelor party.
17?
Seven to Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Me and 16 of my buddies from college, University of Florida. 17 of us got on
good teas flights, and cakes and stuff.
Flights from New York, Philly, and Miami all met in Amsterdam for a 5-day trip in Amsterdam. And when we got to the hotel and all were 17 there, we met in downstairs, whatever, to have like the first dinner all together. Some guys got there a day or two before, some guys got there late. And we all looked at each other and said, listen, we all have to have each other's back.
100%.
Because, and nobody be stupid and try to put something in their bag on the way home.
No.
Like, anyone seen Midnight Express or any of these movies where these dudes get locked up in a Turkish prison or a Russian prison? Now it's real life with Brittany Griner. There's no rules and regulations. You don't want to be that guy or that girl caught in a situation like that. We had, dude, I'll never forget my dad talking to me the night before I was leaving. I wasn't living at the house, living by myself at the time. I was still a youngster in radio, so I was making like $3 an hour.
There you go.
In radio. And
now six.
Right. And I just said, my dad just said to me, he goes, I don't want a phone call from somebody from the embassy saying your son was caught with 8 other dudes trying to get 3 pieces of weed back in a bag or hashish back in a bag or caught in the red light district with something stupid, like.
Well, at least that's legal, though.
Right.
You play by the rules.
Until it's not when you're out there. Oh, American. Anytime someone said that, I tried to look like, I tried to put on the camouflage goatee so I could not look like a
American.
Full. Right.
Yeah.
And but I don't have a good accent
you
to get
claim
anywhere.
Somewhere else.
Right.
Anywhere.
Nope. Not United States.
See, that's why we do the buddy system. I don't know if you remember heavyweights. Remember Fat
right.
Cam?
Yes.
What's the buddy system? Buddy.
Right.
Buddy.
You have to have
buddy. You have to have it.
We did it in Amsterdam. There was like I said, 17 of us, so 16 and me were there, and literally, if you wanted to go somewhere, even if it was just like downstairs, whatever, go with either the guy you're rooming, like in the room with, or knock on someone's door and be like, come downstairs. We're going to the McDonald's that's down there real quick. Never alone.
Listen, there's a reason I watch so many crime documentaries and scary movies. Because a hostel, I ain't going nowhere. You crazy?
That stuff will scare you out of traveling, right?
You're like, hostel? Nah, I'm good, man. You're too fine for this.
You never stayed in a hostel, have you, right?
No. Ain't
Vladdy?
No
hostel?
Shot.
Or no?
Hells no.
Right. I just want to make sure.
I mean, listen, I hear good stories from like the 70s, 80s, and
maybe
early 90s when it was like, good to do it.
Not
now? Absolutely not.
No. If you stayed in a hostel, by the way, I want to hear your story of 305.
Yes.
567-0560. I got to hear it now because now that it's kind of brought up as a side topic. If you've ever went overseas, and yeah, like Brian said, I'm guessing there's going to be some older people that text 100%. In that actually did that.
And it was fun.
Listen, my dad, who's 75, I'm sure he doesn't want me to throw that out there, but he is 75 years old. When he was kind of in his 20s, early 20s, he traveled the Middle East with a backpack by himself.
Well, my mom tells me the stories.
Right.
In Ireland, they would backpack in Europe all the time. Like, a couple girls. I'm like, say what?
Right.
They're like, yeah, you hitchhike and you stay in. I'm like, you guys are crazy. They're
That's
like,
what my
it's
dad
a different
did.
Time.
He hitchhiked. He stayed in, like, little places and huts and stuff. And he's like, I had a great time the entire summer. I went 2 months. I'm like, what?
No.
Dad, you would never last nowadays out there.
No.
He's like, it was great. Everyone was friendly. I'm like, that is a different world.
It is.
Everyone was friendly. Sure.
Yeah. Everyone was friendly.
Right. Right. That's what that made me laugh. That's it.
That means you were passing the weed.
Exactly. I'm sure it wasn't just weed with my dad. That's it. That's a 6 o'clock hour. And we're going to get out of that before my dad actually does put on the radio this morning and hear any of this stuff. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Adam Beasley for about 40 minutes. We're going to bring him on, go through everything in the NFL. And there's a lot to talk about in the NFL. Malik Rozier is going to join us at 8 a.m. We'll talk to him about Legends Camp and everything else that's going on in his life right now. He's got an interesting kind of business side of Malik Rozier that we didn't know about.
We got a good business side, and he's also one of the personal coaches for Tyler Van Dyke. So
got to hear
let's
everything.
Ask about the hopeful for the Heisman Trophy winner.
All right, that's 6 o'clock hour. We'll come back with the 7 o'clock hour here on the Joe Rose Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.